Welcome to the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. You already know, it's your boy High.
Hey Philly, it's me, Pamela G, and you are tuned in to the Midnight Hour 215. Let's go.
Alright Philly, so we are back with a new episode, new topics, new day, new. And I basically, am I coming out of this thing? Am I?
You good.
Alright, so I basically wanted to come in with a topic of discussion, which is, I kind of want to talk about codependent relationships, because I feel like codependency gets like a bad rep. I know in the books, codependency is defined as a person who looks or may lean towards another for you know, certain resources in life. And I feel like, isn't that what you look for, you know, in people anyway? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know codependency goes on a different level, whereas it's like a brain disorder where someone feels like they need another person to get through in life. But don't we need people to, like, get through life? So it's like this, what's the word for it? When it's like, you need it, but you say you don't, but you do, but you say, what is that called?
It's called niggas being niggas.
Right, like, I just feel like that's just one of the things that, another thing that people, like, take advantage of is, like, the need of another person. Like, I feel like we all need somebody, or not need, like, but we do. Like, it's like how plants need water, you know what I'm saying? Like, people need people, but I think sometimes certain people take things too far. For instance, like, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're like, okay, is this, I can ask this person for whatever it is that I need. Okay, that's when it gets unhealthy. It's like, okay, this is the person you're in a relationship with, but that's not the person that you need to continue to, especially if you're a needy person that always needs something. You're not going to keep on going to your significant other, you know what I'm saying, in times of need. You know what I mean? And I think that's where the codependency part comes. But I don't know. I think everyone should be independent. Like, I feel like everyone should have that, but
you came in this world by yourself, you're gonna be by yourself. Fuck it.
But you didn't.
You did. You came in this world by yourself.
But you came in a world by yourself, but you were made by others. And then as you go through life, you're going to be brought up and you're going to be experiencing life with others by way of others, trying to get through life, you know, depending on what another probably did to you or didn't. So,
hey, I don't know nothing.
It's just weird.
I'm just saying.
But it's the Midnight Hour 215. Philly, the world. But no, I was just thinking about that.
Okay.
But how are you feeling on this sunny day in Philadelphia?
Day not shit.
Day not shit. What does that mean?
I've been up all night.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you call a little nap. Nap.
I want to talk about how people always think I'm fucking dating Pamela G. I'm not.
Why do people think that? Like, you never took me out on no date. You never did anything of the nature. So how could anyone?
Because they seen the weekend boyfriend movement.
Aww.
Yeah. You know, when we was like just in the room kicking it, and I was saying like, yo, you know, if I don't answer the phone, this why I ain't answer the phone. Da da da. And it was all looking all lovey dovey. I look, goddammit. I was doing
that's
a weekend,
why I tell people all the time.
Weekend boyfriend movement, damn it.
I tell people all the time that the internet is not real, okay? It's real. Like, I'm really here. I'm a real person. But the internet is made up of a bunch of people who are able, especially nowadays with technology, to come on here and make create this whole illusion or this, you know what I mean, other self, which is cool. We all have different selves. We're all made up of different energies, and sometimes energies in us present themselves in different forms, depending on how well we can control it. But it is some people that, like everything else, take shit too far, and they come on the internet, they think this shit is real. People can come on, take a picture with somebody and be smiling with them, when in really reality, they don't even know each other, don't like each other, probably never even spoke. So, you know, it's just an internet thing. Like, I tell people all the time, it's not real. Like, it's just not.
Alright. So, on that note, we about to kick it off with another song. Let's go.
I don't think you're red.
D.
Okay, Erica D, we hear you, baby.
No.
I get lifted up. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. Stop,
because they be trying to, they be flagging and tagging you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's see. Now I got another one.
Trying to chasing the money, I get to the bag. I did it again, hitting all the plug, I'm cutting the drugs. I wanna talk about it.
Goddamn time. Just because we us, you already know. The Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show.
It's Pamela G. It's a beautiful day. It's not the midnight yet, but the night will be as beautiful as this day. I'll tell you that much. So what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Pretty much I'm going to be going to the Philadelphia Gathering.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Right, let them know about that tonight. Every last
Thursday of the month.
Yes, the Philadelphia Gathering. I won't be at the Gathering tonight, but come out. It's break dancing, it's DJs at the Gathering. Where is it? It's on
40th and Walnut. 4014 Walnut Street.
Yes. I mean, I wish I could. I might try to slide. But, yeah, try to come through at the Gathering tonight and get some vibes. It's all vibes, all good vibes. Like, motherfucker, I never seen nothing like the Gathering before. I had never been prior to last month. So, it was nice to still see the fact that people come out. They just still like to dance and be around people and just have a good time.
Right. I mean,
they don't want to stay stuck in a damn house.
Right, because that's what we do. That's what people do, man.
Right.
Like, that's the longest hip-hop event running in Philadelphia.
I heard.
In Philadelphia, last 23 years, Gathering running strong. You know,
I heard.
B-boys, dancers, poppers, lockers, you know, everything that goes on. And we got the motherfucking Cypher Room hosted by, you already know, your boy and Trey Digger, Mr. You Know Himself. So you already know we gonna be in there, we gonna be live, we gonna be everything, and we just gonna go in like we just bring the beats, and we just all come in there, cipher together, come in there, network yourself. Man, you might meet somebody super, super talented while you're there.
That's my thing. Like, when going to events, of course, you always want to have a good time, of course, depending on what's a good time for you. But it's the people. It's Hey, everybody. This commercial is brought to you by Production 91, a full production and entertainment company who specialize in movies, books, stand-up comedy, editing cartoons, and so many more. Make sure you check us out. Who you'll meet. You never know. You might meet your cousin when you go. You know what I'm saying? Long lost folks when you go. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just about talking and having conversations about what all is doing. You know what I'm saying? Linking up.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to Chuckles Laugh House out Atlanta. Man, y'all holding it down for Atlanta right now, Chuckle Laugh House. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to book the, you know, Chuckles. Mm-hmm. Chuckles is booked.
Booked.
Comedians are coming left and right in Chuckles.
Yeah.
So,
if you how do you feel Atlanta, about this? The war on, there's a war on every fucking thing. But right. How do you feel about the war on the comedians as far as the Instagram comedians and then those comedians like motherfucking Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy.
Man, look.
And them OGs.
Comedians. Alright, I can actually talk about this because I'm a comedian myself and rapper, comedian, all that other
right,
extra
that's
shit.
Why I asked you.
But no, comedians say the shit that you have no balls to say. I don't care if you say I'm a savage. Guess what? You still don't got the balls to really say the shit you want to say. How you really want to say it? You say shit out of anger. Mm-hmm. You might say shit just to tell somebody the truth. Comedians say some shit to make you laugh or make you think and laugh at the same time.
So you're saying if someone's not capable of doing that only, no matter what platform or how they're trying to come up, then that's not what makes you a comedian. Like, what makes you a comedian if you can actually tell some motherfucking jokes
yeah.
in whatever that little platform or
like,
whatever.
Like being an internet comedian?
Yeah.
That's like that way that they want to do it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But like, just times change.
That's they way of building up.
Right.
Now, some of these internet comedians, they don't got the motherfucking chops
right now
to go great. Ha ha, premise, middle, punchline. Anybody can really do that, but it takes talent to go premise, middle, punchline. Take that punch in the motherfucking
right.
Because at the end of the day, when it comes to I tell jokes. I can tell you 15 million jokes right now, and guess what? You would never tell it as well as that person that
right.
told
you. You would never be able to really articulate the joke as the next comedian or whoever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, could do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a skill, it's a talent to be able to actually say something that's really maybe painful and make it into a joking matter. You know what I'm saying? Whereas to the listener is laughing with you and not at you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I agree with it. And I just feel like people just get like, I feel like the newer generation really gets like I don't want to say get a bad rep, because a lot of the stuff that y'all do, y'all deserve the rep that you get for it. But I feel like a lot of the times, our elders don't really look at the fact is times have changed. Like, it's different platforms for people to do certain things. Back in the day, it wasn't none of this.
Yeah, but you gotta pay your, look, it's like
you gotta pay your dues.
Yeah,
but
exactly. It's paying dues. Like, you wanna go from you internet famous, right?
Right.
Now, internet go down, you still wanna be a comedian, right?
Right.
Now you gotta try out all your best jokes where? At home, to yourself. And not only when you're at home and to yourself, you gotta go in front of people, in front of a lot of people, and do these same jokes. You right. gotta write them down. I tell you now, I write down half a motherfucking sentence of a joke. I write down half a sentence.
And then you just freestyle?
And I just ball out after that, because I already know. Once I already get through that half a sentence, I got the shit that go with it like nunchucks. The shit just swinging.
It just come, yeah.
But you gotta have the things that work. Like a lot of internet comedians, or a lot of regular comedians that never made it y'all need to become internet comedians. For real.
Right, y'all need to just transition. Maybe it's not working that way, and y'all need to try a different approach. You know what I mean? And it's so many people on the internet that y'all probably would reach on here as if y'all the way y'all doing it now. So that's what I'm saying. People need to learn how to switch up. You know what I'm saying? Not change who you are, but you know what I mean? Kind of get with the times, like technology changing. That's like with some of the elderly people needing, you know, help with the cell phones. You know what I mean? A lot of older people really need those cell phone classes that they offer out here. Like, it's a lot of people.
Fuck the cell phone class. Nigga, do it yourself.
But some people really cannot get
with the program. If you could have went from a rotary phone to if you could have went from a rotary phone to a regular push button phone, and then you was able to master the flip phone, you can master this goddamn same shit. Listen, it doesn't take that much. You can master a regular motherfucker phone.
I want to agree, because my 3-year-old be on it. You know what I'm saying? Mine crashing off.
No, so. I'm just saying, because these old motherfuckers, they can master a goddamn TV remote. With a TV remote. If you don't shut your drone ass the fuck up, how about you learn how to work this old ass phone, you old ass motherfucker, your gray ass goddamn hair. Shut your ass up. Learn this shit. I bet you don't know your motherfucking answer machine pen now, do you? No, you don't. Shut your old ass the fuck up. God damn it. I'm just saying the shit that's on my mind. Don't pay me no mind. But all you old people, as my best friend said to his grandfather, that's ignorant as hell. Shout out to y'all. I ain't gonna mention your name.
But I love you, Grandma. Rest in peace, Grandma.
He told his grandfather, "Hey, Granddad, I know you're cool, but that bullshit you be talking, suck a dick."
Oh,
I
don't know. Man.
Like those was jokes, but they was real because they coming from a real place. No one could deliver it
the same way.
Yeah, the same way I did. Yeah. But it's probably some people that would deliver it better. But I wasn't doing that as an example. That was literally part of my life, part of what goes on, part of the shit that I do.
Right. Like, people tell me I'm funny all the time. And listen, I'm really not joking. Like, and then sometimes people think I'm always being sarcastic. But it's just the way I say things sometimes. I'm not being funny. I'm being dead ass serious. And sometimes it's just the way you say things. People think you're joking and kidding. But, you know, it's all about...
It is what it is.
Right, it's the midnight hour 215. Let's go.
So, on that note, I know I was supposed to pop in with another song.
Pop. We should do some freestyle. Because I gotta go soon.
Alright. So freestyle, we need some beats.
Freestyle, we need some beats.
I know I talk a lot of shit, y'all. Freestyle, I need some beats. Put the beats in the sheets. Show me what.
Did I ever change the style? Did I really get it?
Shout out to y'all.
So this is like one of my favorites. This is like one of my favorite beats in the world. So y'all just go on.
I love this beat, right?
Yeah. Take you back in the day. Told you. This the Midnight Hour 215. Look. I sat down, what with my homie Jay, we got it in. I used to tell him that what's up and then some juice and gin. I used to get it, man, what's up and then I'm loosening gin. I used to spit it with these balls and then I go again. Sitting on the porch, drinking orange juice, getting up. Sometimes chilling with the homies, we ain't give a fuck. Smoking Dutchy back to back like we put it on the wax. Now what's up and then we put it to that track. We always holler out on the New York. Now what's up, we back in Philly, man, I need a new port. But what you had to understand, I get it like I'm on the man. Cut it like the sun and sand. What you had to know, what, this shit is going down. Sometimes I used to what, chill all around. All I wanna check just to get right down, yeah. But what you had to understand, my mind is closed, my soul in the sign of goals. Now what, yeah, my mind is closed. It's always open, never see it to that brain. And what you had to understand, I get it, they complain. And what you wanna know, and then I never wanna change. I wanna switch it up and turn it up. Man, that's all double dutch, turning with the ocean. Like I'm swimming through the motion, huh? And sometimes I'm toasting. I'm on that skateboard, so I get it with the ish. But then I'm on that hoverboard, cause I hover quick. Cause the alien will always keep on going. Wolf gang, holla gang gang, no giggity gang gang. Do the same thing, rich quick forever. Now what's up, you really gotta get it so better. Yeah. Sometimes the chili pepper lay down like Kung Fu M down, my friends round. Sometimes a nigga gotta say you ass baby. Fucking now what's up, we all these 90 babies. Now what's up, and then I gotta say we getting crazy. Sometimes I get it on the daily. But then what, December the 15th was the day that I was born. But I was scorned from the beginning. But then I rip it up like Wolverine. I rip through shreds, ripping through lead. And sometimes I gotta get in your head like Mr. Ed. But what you wanna know, and then I gotta play like I'm dead. And don't call me Fido. Now what's up, I really gotta kick it like Ryu and Ken. Niggas the idols. Now what's up, I get it like a Milo. Oh. Yeah.
We're about to wrap this up. Make sure y'all follow us at the Midnight Hour 215 on Instagram. Follow Young Highs H. What is your thing, Highs? I really don't fucking know what it is.
Oh, my Instagram is HPBT. That stands for my government, Black Token. It's HTBT underscore Young Highs. No, it's HT. I don't be knowing my Instagram, y'all. It's HT.
I told y'all it ain't me. It don't
BT underscore AKA underscore Young Highs. The reason why I put my name like that, because there's too many people trying to be highs out here. I've been highs for the last 28 years.
I understand. Okay. I understand completely. That's why you can follow me at Pamela G Music 215. It's nobody with that name. That's my government. Okay. Yeah. And just follow us and just share. Okay? Bye.